Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I've got another fantastic guest mix this weekend from local DJ Kevin Shu, and I will get to that shortly. But first, let's check out this week's Tracks of the Week, both from La Belle Provence. For two recent releases on Adunity, first up is Cinca with a beautiful warm-up track. This is Mancora.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Okay, two nice prog tracks to get the ball rolling on tonight's episode. The second one was CRI and their latest, Lonely Romance. Onward and upward for tonight's feature guest mix. I've seen him open up for Sasha at the Commodore and at loads of other events at celebrities and other venues around town. His sets ooze class and his mixes are seamless. He's Kevin Hsu, and here are his thoughts on DJing, followed up by a sublime mix he's put together for the show. Full track list is on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Enjoy! Okay, this is DJ Wah speaking to Vancouver-based DJ Kevin Hsu. He's been a mainstay of the local club scene since the 90s and is considered the DJ of choice for progressive house in the city. He's open for the likes of Sasha, John Digweed, Tiesto, Desmond Masiello, and Paula Mojo, just to name a few. He hosts a monthly radio show on Frisky Radio, showcasing his sounds, and when it's not COVID time, he can be found regularly gigging around the city. So it's my pleasure to be speaking with him. This is Kevin Hsu. So to begin with, how would you define your sound?
My sound is constantly evolving. Like, I cover many different genres, actually more than progressive. The progressive is actually the term of playing progressive, different style of music as it goes along the set. But I have deep house, techno, tech house. I played a lot of different style of music. Depends on what time slot, where I play, and who I play with, you know? It's a bit of everything, really, from slow tempo to full-on banging techno, you know? It just depends on where I am playing and what kind of crowd I have and what time slot I have.
Did you have any musical training or other influences that helped you out from a young age as you found yourself interested in DJing and club culture later in life?
Well, I've always been into music from when I was a young age. My father was into classical music, so I grew up listening to music. And then the whole 80s, I lived through the whole 80s and started buying music in the early 80s. So music has always been part of my life. And later on, you know, open for a lot of the well-known DJ and had a chance to tour with some of the bigger guys like, you know, Sasha and John Digweed. But in the early days of the party dance music scene, we got exposed to all types of different DJs. So all those people are part of my influence, you know, even drum and bass, even breakbeat, a bit of everything, you know, deep house music. So I had a lot of plenty of influence, you know, spending time with some of the international guys, kind of see what they're doing. So I learned quite a bit from a bit of everybody.
And then when you first started out, what was the club scene in Vancouver like? And what was your experience like as you sort of developed your name here and built up your reputation to be traveling with some of those other guys?
Well, when I first started, it was very exciting because that was sort of at the beginning of electronic music being played in the club. And as it was just happening, I was already old enough to go out. And it was very exciting at that time because the music was new. So everybody was out 3-4 times a week every night and constantly just wanted to hear the music. Because at that time, there was no social media, there was no internet, and unless you like watching television, you know, we all go out. So we look for places to go every night with cool music. Because cool music brings good people, and somehow it's just how the scene kind of developed. In a very early
day. With COVID altering the live performance aspect of the past year, have you had to come up with alternative ways to share your music? with clubbers, and what's that experience been like for you?
Well, I've been I'm a little bit on the senior side of things in the DJ scene. For me, I don't really stop doing what I'm doing. I mean, whether I'm playing for people or not, I still buy a lot of music, listen to a lot of music, and continue every month recording long sets for radio shows. So it's part of the thing that I keep myself up, whether I'm playing or not. And, you know, as a lifetime DJ, you're just going to keep buying music. Cause even for nobody, even for myself, it's still very important to keep it up. But COVID does change things a lot. You know, lots of... But people don't stop listening to music. They just switch from being in a nightclub and listening to music at home. And, you know, so it's good to keep putting out music, putting sets up on different platforms, I think.
When you are DJing and when it's not COVID time and you can perform live, what is the performance setup that you use? Are you CDJ guy, Traktor, Ableton? What do you use?
I am a CDJ guy because I started with vinyl, and then I went from vinyl to burn CD, and then CD, and then CD to USB. And I think that's pretty much the way it works for me. I don't have to buy records. I had a lot of records. I had over 10,000 records at the time. But records are so bad for the environment, really, and they're so heavy. So naturally, I can see the way it is with USB will continue going for a long, long time. Just to travel to bring in 60 pounds, 100 pounds of records is not making sense anymore.
Do you still have your collection of vinyl, or have you moved on from that?
I gave away a lot, and I'm going to continue trying to part with a lot of them because it just takes up so much room. But I still have probably a few thousands of them.
When you are performing, how much of your sets are planned in advance?
Actually, not that much. I have a bad habit of preferring to play new music, so I'm constantly having a lot of... I buy a lot of music, constantly go for a lot of music. So usually when I'm playing, most of the time, I'm playing music that are brand new, like that I haven't even played too many times. I just kind of go and wing it. And I found that when it's a bit exciting because, okay, some stuff you don't really know that well, but you're like, okay, let's see how this goes. Because if you're constantly playing the same thing and you pre-planned it a little bit too much, like maybe the crowd really likes it, but for me, it's like, okay, I heard that 10 times combination of that already. It's not really that exciting, you know, for myself as a performer.
Do you ever find it stressful in the moment when you're going to drop a new track and you're unsure of how the crowd's going to respond, or are you kind of comfortable with that at this stage of your career?
I'm always pretty comfortable with it. I usually program the night like slowly, pieces by pieces at a time, and I'm usually very comfortable in one place.
When you are mixing, how do you normally approach your mixes? Are you track back to back to back sort of thing? Are you snippets of tracks here and there, or just different aspects of a track played over other aspects of other tracks? What do you do?
Usually my goal has always been trying to do a very smooth transition to the point that from the era I came from, the good DJ usually play music quite seamlessly. So there's always trying to keep the level and try to keep the consistency of the music, not like super low energy to super high energy. Just kind of slowly build it in perfect layering. That's always I'm trying to aim that.
Okay, over your career, are there any countries or specific clubs or events that you've absolutely loved to play at and are hopeful to play at sometime in the future?
Well, there are a few that in the past that I played, I mean, that I can name like off my head, three of them. Stereo in Montreal, I played a long time ago, haven't been there for a long time, but the sound system is amazing. Well, it's by best in North America for sure. And then another one is a nightclub in Tokyo called Room, and they have also spectacular sound system. And then another place that I no longer around, but they were very good as well. It was a club in Singapore called Souk, and they also had phenomenal sound system. Most of those clubs, when they build such an amazing sound system, all the world renowned DJs all play in those places regularly, because all DJs only like to play the places that have amazing sound system, because when you have an amazing sound system, everything works. So there are lots of them around. I mean, around the world, there's probably a good dozen of them that everybody sort of agree that, okay, these are the best places, because they just invest the time and the energy and to do things right, to make the club sound amazing.
Okay, can you name one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
Oh, my God. The producer, there are thousands. It's just hard because I find so much different music. So for me, I'm a very broad spectrum of producers that I respect. It's very hard to name a few because there's just so many. But DJ wise, there's probably two or three guys that I really respect, that I really look at them going, okay, you guys are the one, you know? Laurent Garnier, which is a French techno DJ, and a year, 20 years ago, over 20, probably 23 years ago, I had a chance to meet him. We spent a few days with him when he was in Vancouver. And I just looked at him. He was very dedicated. He took playing records very seriously. He just brings the A game into it. Like, to this day, he still is a French legend. So he was one guy that I thought, wow, you know, this guy took it so seriously. He was supposed to play in the club at midnight, and he showed up at 9 o'clock, and I said, well, the club is just open. Why are you here? And I said, well, I fly halfway across the world to play music. So, you know, can I play now? You know, those are the kind of guy that I'm like, wow, it's amazing. He showed up with four boxes of records with an assistant and just playing music for hours. But the other guy that I respect a lot is, I would say, John Digweed, because his massive influence in the DJ world, and luckily I have spent some time with him, and just a decent human being. You know, of course, he's very consistent. His mixes are very consistent. After 30 years, he's still on top of the game. And he influenced many, many DJs to do what they do. And yet, he's still very humble. He plays his cards correctly, in my opinion. That's a nice guy as well. So those things are actually quite important if you want to stick around long enough. Just being a genuine human being.
What is your vision for the future of yourself in DJing?
I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and keep on evolving, hopefully. And it's for me, it's a lifetime thing. You know, I don't even know how long I've been doing it for. So as long as the good music keeps coming out, and I will keep doing it, it just doesn't quite stop me.
Okay.
I got a few shows coming up. I mean, on October 2nd, actually I'm playing with John Digweed again. He's coming to town. It's the first gig after COVID, being in a nightclub. So that should be quite interesting.
This has been Kevin Hsu. He'll be back with a vengeance once the local club scene starts up again. And look to check him out on October the 2nd there with John Digweed. A full list of Kevin Hsu Rublings can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Thank you very much for doing this.
no, please don't let me.
You are listening to Kevin Hsu in the mix on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. The station is 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. Full track list along with a collection of Kevin Hsu web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Back into the mix.
this is Mark Knight, and you're checking out Techno Progressivo.
Hi, this is Nick from Dusky, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
This is Jay Tripwire, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Gil Frenzy, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hey, guys, this is Darren Epsilon, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.
call it transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Kevin Hsu for agreeing to interview and for putting together that gem of a mix. Full track list, along with a collection of Kevin Hsu web links, can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Definitely check those out and get down to Celebrities on October 2nd to see him warm up the room for John Digweed. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, please go to the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca. You can also check out things at Apple Podcasts for this episode, along with more great mixes and interviews from days gone by. Up next is Transcendence with Smiley Mike. Join him on a two-hour trip through trance territory. Before we go, let's set the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. Let's jump back 13 years in time to 2008. It's Deadmau5. The track is Alone With You. Enjoy, and I will see you back here in 2 weeks.